Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the conference call of Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail Limited. The call will begin with a brief discussion by the company's management on the recent corporate action, followed by a question and answer session. Please note that the company is still in its shut period, so requested to please restrict your questions to the subject action only. We have with us today Mr. Ashish Dikshit, Managing Director, and Mr. Jagdish Bajaj, CFO. I want to thank the management team on behalf of all the participants for taking the valuable time to be with us. I must remind you that today's discussion may include certain forward-looking statements and may be viewed, therefore, in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Please restrict your questions to the transaction and to strategic questions only. Housekeeping questions can be dealt with separately with the IR team. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. With this, I hand the conference over to Mr. Jagdish Bajaj. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to the conference call. It gives me immense pleasure to share an important update. As you are already aware, this Friday, 5th of May 2023, the Board of Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail Limited approved the company to acquire 51% stake in TCNS Clothing Company Limited through combination of a share purchase agreement with founder promoters and a conditional public open offer. This will be at a price of ₹503 per share of TCNS. Subsequently, it also proposed that TCNS will be merged with ABFRL through a scheme of amalgamation post receipt of necessary approvals. The company will pay ₹1,650 crore for acquisition of 51% stake under the SPA and public open offer. Pursuant to the above, TCNS will be amalgamated with ABFRL under the merger scheme wherein shareholders of TCNS, as on effective date, will receive 11 shares of Aditya Birla Fashion and Limited for every 6 shares they hold in TCNS. The above transactions will be one of the largest deals in the Indian fashion space. Way back in 2018, we had explicitly stated our growth strategy for the coming years to be built around ethnic wear, the largest segment in the Indian fashion space. Over these years, the company has made several organic and inorganic moves with an objective to build comprehensive portfolio of brands in this key segment. This deal will allow us to expand our existing ethnic wear portfolio into the largest sub-segment, which is premium women's ethnic wear segment, where the branded part of the segment is expected to grow at high double digit for years to come. TCNS, reputable and popular brands have already cemented a solid foundation in this category, which we aim to leverage and enhance to strengthen our position. Most of you must be aware, but let me still give you a brief about TCNS. TCNS is India's leading women's branded apparel company that owns amongst the most popular women's ethnic wear brands such as W, Aurelia, Wishful, Foxchong and Eleven. The company designs, sources, markets and retails a wide portfolio of women's branded apparel and accessories. As of December 2022, it sold its products through 650 plus exclusive brand outlets, 2,500 large format stores and 1,100 plus multi-brand outlets located in 29 states and 2 union territories in India. It also sells its products in Nepal, Mauritius and Sri Lanka through exclusive branded outlets. Its products are available in India and select countries through the brand websites and other e-com platforms. The company, as all of you are aware, reported a top line of ₹933 crore and a profit after tax of ₹10.6 crore. For the 9-month period ended December 2022, the company has demonstrated consistent growth in revenues, high gross margin and EBITDA over the years, running an asset-light and self-funding proposed model. Prior to COVID, the company maintained a strong double-digit EBITDA margin and generated positive cash flow, reflecting intrinsic strength of its brands and robust financial metrics. The business is also led by a very high quality team which has dedicated itself towards building these brands for more than 15 years. Why we are doing this? India is going through an unprecedented consumption boom driven by a growing population and increasing purchasing power. In particular, discretionary spending has been on the rise as consumers seek to elevate their lifestyles and express their individuality. Of all the discretionary consumption categories, apparel is one of the largest and fastest growing segments. The organized apparel market is expected to reach USD 7 billion plus by 2028, growing at a CAGR of 15% plus. The company is well poised to leverage this consumer trend and build large businesses around significant and meaningful categories with a brand-led strategy. We have been very clear in our thinking that we would want to operate in all large segments of fashion and lifestyle business. Over the last 25 plus years, the company has successfully demonstrated its ability in building brands, as shown by the notable success stories of Louis Philippe, Van Heusen, Allen Solly, Peter England, and The Collective. In the last 10 years, we have successfully demonstrated our ability to take over large businesses and turn them around as seen in Pantaloons. The five brands that we will inherit as part of the acquisition are going to play a pivotal role in building our ethnic women's wear portfolio, where the strength of these brands combined with our brand building capabilities and operating strength will help in creating tremendous value. As we look ahead, with this acquisition, our ethnic wear portfolio will now be complete. Going forward, our focus will be on scaling up existing portfolio of brands into large profitable businesses. This acquisition will be funded by incremental debt and internal accruals. In conclusion, I strongly believe that this acquisition will be an important milestone in the evolution of the company into fashion and lifestyle powerhouse of brands. As we move forward in our growth journey, including successful completion of this transaction, we are confident of receiving support from all stakeholders, the teams, the partners, and the shareholders. Thanks a lot, and we are happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ali Asghar Shakir from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
I have a few questions. Just first question, trying to understand, you know, the mindset behind this acquisition. So far in the last 3-4 years, the acquisitions that we have done have mainly been in, areas where there has been some product expertise requirement, whether it was occasion wear, you know, in Sabyasachi or, you know, Tarun Tahiliani, even Reebok, and, you know, probably even Tomorrow Wear. There is a particular requirement. So just trying to understand, you know, from that point, what is it that you see here in terms of whether it is product capability, reach, brand, or really, you know, ability to get quick, a large size. That is the key factor, you know, that has driven this acquisition. And just related question here is if you could just share your thoughts on the basically daily wear, women ethnic wear, where TCNS is, you know, what is the characteristics of this market, is it very price competitive, and is that the reason why TCNS has suffered in the recent past? They've had very high margins, but, you know, growth has been a challenge. So, you know, just if you could share some thoughts on the market.
So, Ali, hi. Let me begin by first talking about the strategic rationale that you've asked. Around 5 years back, and we have been consistently emphasizing that every year in every call, that as a company, after having built businesses in largely Western wear markets for about 25 years, in 2018, we decided that the company's portfolio would be incomplete if we do not have a significant presence and a leading presence in one of the largest segments of the market. Indian ethnic wear constitutes nearly 30% of overall apparel industry, and we had zero presence in FY18 but for the products that we sold inside Pantaloons. In a strategy stated around that time and almost 5 years back, we mentioned that this is a market that we have laid out and crafted a segmental approach to all segments of the market, which is the luxury end, super premium end, and the value end of the market. We stated it and called it out in our presentation, which was made to public in FY21 once again, where we called out each of these segments, our approach to how we'll build in each one of them. And over the last 4 or 5 years have been systematically and carefully crafting that. In the luxury end, we felt the best approach would be to partner with some of the most successful luxury designers. In super premium end, we took some of them and launched spread lines like in SNN or operating with House of Masaba. At the premium end, we are following an approach which is both organic and inorganic. In the menswear side, we decided to launch organic because that is the way the market was laid out. It is early stage. Only 10% of overall market is men's ethnic wear, and that's where we launched Taswa. And you're aware of last 12 months, 15 months, the success of that brand, early days, but we've launched about 50-odd stores. The largest part of this market is the women's premium ethnic wear market. And if you look at the characteristics of this market, it's very crowded at the bottom end, where a lot of unbranded, undifferentiated products sell at lower price points. At the higher end premium of the market, there are only very few players which have been able to build scale, and TCNS is unique in that sense in the premium segment of the market. Our approach to brand building has been very long-term for all our brands, which is why we have been able to nurture and grow businesses over 25, 30 years. We looked at the TCNS platform. We believe that they're exceptional in being able to build and grow the business over more than a decade, deliver the kind of financial performance which is rare and exceptional, do it in a cost-efficient manner by raising very little capital in a capital-light asset model, exactly the way we have built businesses around Madura. We see the synergies and our ability to take this business even forward. And that's really why we looked at it. We would have loved to build it organically also. It would have taken us a decade or a part of that. It's the single largest segment of the market. And when the opportunity like this comes, it's once in a very long while that you get an opportunity for a market leader which becomes available. And that's really how we looked at it, Ali. We have detailed it out in our strategy segment, and this is an opportunity when it presented ourselves. We feel that it has all the right elements, a very strong brand portfolio, a very well-built distribution network, a portfolio which consists of sub-premium to super-premium segment, a management team which has been stable and exceptional in execution. Now, all brands and businesses go through a little bit of challenge at different points of time. So was the case in this case, where post-COVID ethnic wear segment across the industry has suffered, and it's been taking a little while longer to come back, and that doesn't deter us. We think both the strength of the brand, history of the business, the quality of management is perfect opportunity for us to take to next level. And that's been our thinking in this segment.
Got it. This is very useful and very detailed. Any quick thoughts on how do you think TCNS recovery can be, played out? I mean, do you think they are too premium in terms of pricing anything else that you think would help them, drive that improvement and profitability?
Ali, you've heard our view on this over a long period of time. I think as a country, Indian consumers are constantly looking for superior and better product. Differentiation and premiumization has been the most consistent theme for us for 25 years for all our brands that we've built. It doesn't mean the consumers will pay high price without the differentiation. So product quality, design differentiation, these are elements for which consumers pay a premium, TCNS portfolio is one of the few which has been able to command it over a long period of time. I think that's the same thing that will be the focus of management. Of course, for us, a lot of, to that extent, therefore, I don't believe just price itself is either a problem or an answer to something. It needs to come as an overall package of brand experience, product differentiation, design element, the quality of it, combined with the pricing. But premiumization has been a route, and it's the one thing that this company has done over a long period of time.
Got it. This is very useful. Just last quick question on the valuation. Can you share the justification of the differential valuation for, you know, the cash as well as the swap ratio, you know, which comes out to be somewhere nearly about 25% lower for the swap versus the cash component?
Well, I think that's a wrong way to look at it. There are two ways. There is a cash component that has come through the negotiations and through the rules that are applicable for the open offer. There is a merger ratio which has been decided by looking at the fair value of two companies by independent valuers. The merger ratio, as you know, the independent valuers would look at long-term potential of each of the businesses, relative value creation, the fund flows that each of the businesses are projected to create over a long period of time. It also includes market price, but market price is just one of them. I think your question assumes that all of that is built into the market price, which you know is obviously current market price reflects the current situation, that the valuation is a more long-term projections, and that's how the value is done. It has been done independently using multiple methods, and both the parties believe that it's a fair thing.
Understood.
And multiple have given opinions on this, both in fairness as well as arriving at the balance.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Garima from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first question is to Ashish. Now, if I read the press release, you have mentioned that your FY 2026 target for revenues from the ethnic wear segment is somewhere around 50 billion rupees, right? Now, if I do the math, maybe DCNS can be 50.
Garima, can I just come in and correct you?
Yeah.
We meant that as a FY 27 number. So I think somehow in the press release it's come out 3 years looking like 26, our intent was 27. But still go ahead with the question.
All right. So even if it is an FY 2027 number, could you help us understand if after TCNS, your current portfolio, which includes Taswa, the designer brands, etc., plus TCNS now, is this portfolio enough to really drive you to the 50 billion target that you now set for yourself for FY 27?
Absolutely. I think if you look at the various elements of this portfolio, Garima, the two large pieces, in fact, I would call out the three large pieces, are two of them from the TCNS portfolio itself, which is the W and the Aurelia. Both have potential to become 1,500 crore brands. We'll have to independently go and see where they reach over a period of time. Similarly, Taswa, our long-term ambition is to build a 1,000 crore plus business. So these three themselves form a large part of where the market is and the opportunity exists. On top of it, our portfolio that exists of the designer brands and the partnerships that we had, Jaipur. So our statement there consists of the brand portfolio that we have. I think as Jagdish also mentioned, as we laid out our ethnic wear strategy, with this our portfolio is comprehensive, unmatched, and complete. And it is with this portfolio that we believe we'll be able to get to the scale that we're talking about.
Got it. And Ashish, are there any strategies in your mind in terms of driving TCNS towards the margin levels that they have witnessed in the past, that is pre-COVID, when they were doing, you know, high double-digit kind of margins?
So, Garima, I think you track this market, and most of the people who track this market know that it takes an exceptional business to deliver double-digit market over a double-digit margin over a decade. And all our external study also reflect and show the strength of the brand. I think COVID has affected some businesses differentially, and we see it in our portfolio also. Ethnic wear has been one part of it, and that's obviously taken longer to come back. But we are confident that with the combined experience, the strength of the brand, and ABFRL's own ability to scale up and add value to these businesses, we'll be able to get it back to first the double-digit EBITDA, which we need to get in next 2-3 years, and hopefully very soon to the kind of margins that the business used to enjoy before that.
Understood. I had one question for Jagdish, if I may. Could you please help us with the net debt of ABFRL as of 31st of March?
Garima, for that you have to wait, you know, till I announce the number. But let me tell you, for this acquisition, we intend to borrow not more than 700 to 800 crore. Our stated debt EBITDA, that leverage ratio, will increase to approximately 3 times in FY24. But it happens when you do a large acquisition. This is the pre-Ind AS EBITDA numbers which I am talking about. But in next 2 to 3 years, or rather 3 years, will come down to below 2. So this is the position on my debt.
Yeah, we'll come back with the exact number when we announce the quarterly results very soon. We want to focus on this transaction then.
Sure. Understood. Thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nihal Jham from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yes, congratulations to the team for completing this acquisition. Just first question was, Ashish, you alluded to the aspect of maybe taking a decade to build a business similar to what PCNS is currently having. Was that the main consideration? Because if I just think aloud, considering a partnership with the Flipkart and the kind of distribution that Madura has, along with the aspect that we launched Marigold Lane and there are certain private brands in Pantaloons, was there a thought of maybe building this category organically or any other aspects of the TCNS business that other than the longevity of creating a business of this scale?
So, Nihal, let me restate some of the points and perhaps help you understand our thinking on that. The first question was also around that. See, we have, as a company, been building brands organically and acquiring businesses inorganically both. We understand what it takes, both in terms of time, capital, investment, losses, sometimes risk of failure in building a stable, strong business over a period of time. So we are fully aware of. Having decided in FY 18-19 that this is the market where we want to play a leading, build a leading business, very clearly we were all set to build an organic business, and which is what we were doing on one side with Tasva, on the other side with the Marigold Lane. If the inorganic opportunity didn't present itself, was not either attractive enough or we did not believe we can add value to it, we would go ahead as we were going ahead, Nihal, in terms of building an organic play. You must appreciate that a portfolio of this nature is one rare to come by, and second, builds long time. It doesn't mean it cannot be created, but it does take long time, and we are doing that in many parts of our business. If you look at innerwear, it's a purely organic business that we are building. On the men's ethnic wear with Tasva, purely organic business. So there is a large part of our portfolio and meaningful part of our portfolio which we're building organically. As and when inorganic opportunity of this nature and this quality come up, we have to seriously consider it. And that's the consideration we did. Both options were available. We were going down the organic path, as you are aware. And since this opportunity came up and we evaluated it, and both felt that this is perhaps the more sure and certain way of creating value in this segment as well as building presence in this segment.
Thanks, Ashish. The second question was on the fact that you alluded that maybe the ethnic wear segment itself has faced certain issues post-COVID. But just on TCNS's growth improvement for both the brands W and Aurelia, any specific low-hanging fruits or any changes strategy that you immediately are considering which you may want to share?
Too early for us to have a view. We have, you know, this investment captures our long-term belief both in the segment, in the brand and the management team. We think a lot of it will be visible in a couple of quarters on its own. We definitely hope and want to build work with the management team to accelerate and find areas of opportunity where we could add value to further. At this point of time, I don't think it will be right for me to call out any specific area.
I have one final question for Jagdish. We'll be getting approximately 14 billion from the GIC tranche in the second half of FY24. So ideally, when we are looking at the debt to EBITDA, that should be something that should be considered, right? Or the number you're giving is just at this point in time, assuming the 700 crores that you will have to raise to finance it.
Yeah. So, Nihal, when I say, you know, 3x of EBITDA, it already factored into GIC money coming into. As you are aware that, you know, we have put a growth plan across all businesses, and the way our operations are rising, we need for working capital and capex within our own setup. That will, you know, take care of, you know, that will be also included into my this plan.
So, Nihal, it includes that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Wish you a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tejas Shah from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. First, TCN story for an outsider like me has been a very story-driven by a motivated team. So what are the plans of retaining the key talent with TCN? How do you plan to institutionalize some of this essence, which must be personality driven in DCN as a company?
So Tejas, we agree, and in fact, a part of the attractiveness of the whole proposition was solid strength of the brand, business elements, as well as equally the team that is built. Please be assured, and we have a history of doing that. A large part of our company is built around the first acquisition, which is the Madura business, which came with the team. We have subsequently have had many other multiple businesses that we acquired, including our designer business last couple of years. We are very confident that the best professionals would enjoy working in the part of ABFRL and Aditya Birla Group. We clearly have plans, and I'm sure the team is committed to making that happen. You can be sure that it's an important part of both our consideration for the transaction and subsequently also.
Yeah. And second question, we were, like you spoke about the opportunity in women ethnic wear, and we have been kind of talking and working towards it for a while organically. So, and then as you pointed out that as and when such opportunities come, you have to take a plunge at that. But just wanted to understand, does it mean that some of our organic initiatives which we would have started, and now with this opportunity coming into our fold, you will kind of consolidate or terminate some of those organic initiatives that you would have taken, let's say, 1 or 2 years or 3 years back?
See, the way we had built Marigold Lane, which is really what you're referring to, which is the only brand we were building in the women's premium wear segment, if there was no inorganic path, which we didn't see till even a year and a half back, we were committed to building that. We have launched 4 or 5 stores. I think at this point of time, we probably have 6 to 10 stores in the business. It's available across a few hundred Pantaloons outlet. We are testing the product, constantly improving the product, and we would have gone ahead and built a large business around that. But now that we have the portfolio strength, experience, and proven brands that TCNS platform offers, we wouldn't have to go through that journey of investing and building a new organic brand from scratch. The role of Marigold Lane as a premium brand offering attractive premium products within the Pantaloons stores will continue to remain, and I don't think we need to change that. It had that proposition built into it. And therefore, to that extent, we wouldn't have to invest the way we will, for example, invest in building Tasra on the men's website.
Yeah. And then the last one, if I may, and I'm not sure if it is part of the scope of the call today, but just wanted to understand, are there any more white spaces in the portfolio as you see for next 3-4 years? which you would like to target organically and inorganically going forward in terms of additions of categories or brands? Or you believe that we are almost there in terms of what we want to achieve ABFRL as a company in the next 3-4 years?
So I think as Jagdish had mentioned at the beginning of this call, we had gone out to build an ethnic wear portfolio, and which has been the theme for us for 5 years, consistently repeated and carefully built over a period of time. With this acquisition, we believe we now have the platform portfolio which completely does justice to nearly 1/3 of the market where we had zero presence 4 or 5 years back. I think our journey of building this portfolio is complete with that. The focus of management team over the next couple of years would be to scale these businesses, get them realize their potential where they should be, and get to the place where we want to as far as ethnic wear portfolio is concerned, because this is going to be a very important part of value for Aditya Birla Fashion over a long period of time. And we want to make sure that each of our brands, many of them are at nascent state, that's why it's just 1 year down the line. Many of the designer businesses are finding traction, but they need to get scale. TCNS platform itself has tremendous possibility, as we have seen on the Madras side, building brands which are 2,000 crores. I think individual brands of that scale, that's the potential we see, because the women's ethnic wear market is also a very, very large market. So our focus would be on building them. I don't think there are large portfolio gaps left in it. I think having identified ethnic wear, the largest part of ethnic wear was premium ethnic wear, and not having a clear strategy there or a clear path there was an issue with us, which we have filled with this. I think that portion completes the story as far as portfolio is concerned. Where we would continue to look at opportunities will perhaps be only in the tomorrow part of the business, whereas we have laid out, ABFRL has made a finite commitment of 500 crore equity. And with that, tomorrow we'll look at digital first small brands, and tomorrow on its own strength will go out and raise capital over the next 12 to 18 months, and that capital will be used to make further acceleration of either acquired businesses or small businesses that they would require. Of this capital, a large part has already been deployed.
Sure. Thanks. Make clear. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Varun Singh from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my question is related to the execution part of the business. So over last 5 years, I think we have done quite a good. I mean, we have our journey regarding women ethnic wear brands, etc. But still, given the context, if we look at 5-year revenue CAGR of Aditya Birla Fashion, which is at roughly around 8-9%, and of course our retail expansion rate would have been relatively more aggressive than this number. And also taking stock of TCNS over last 4-5 years, the number looks relatively more subdued. But of course, I understand the potential of the brand and the market opportunity which exists out there. But still, given this context and background, I just wanted to understand that how are we willing to scale up TCNS business from here going forward, largely related to our ability to leverage our existing distribution channels.
So I think best way to look at it, and I would reiterate, about a year and a half, 2 years back, we had laid out a plan, which is a 5-year FY26 plan of scaling up our business to get to a revenue of 21,000 plus crore. We are not just on track. We are moving ahead of that. There have been challenges in the last 2 years, which has been largely related to COVID and recovery from there, to that extent some of it. But I would restate, we are on that path. And therefore, our confidence in building large businesses. We are the only company in the Indian fashion industry which has 4 brands which are between 1,500 to 2,500 crores. These have been built organically, and we have strong belief that with the addition of Reebok, parts of TCNS portfolio, we will have four or five other brands which will be between 1,000 to 2,000 crore in a due course of time. So the portfolio of large businesses, because fundamentally we believe in building large scalable brands which create enormous value over a long period of time. Same thing, I think the model that has worked for us will work in a different context for many of the new businesses that we have acquired. TCNS own portfolio provides that opportunity to build that level of scale and profitability, and we are very confident we'll get to that. Short-term issues about last 3-4 years, what happened, you are as much aware about challenge in the industry, and that's something, fortunately, we are coming out of that cycle. There may still be softness for a quarter here and there due to consumer and inflationary issues, but I think those are shorter-term issues. Our long-term strategy remains intact. We are very confident that with this portfolio, we'll be able to build a whole new set of large businesses and brands.
So, sir, my question is related to distribution scale-up of TCNS. Will it be largely driven by EBOs, or we will be using our own, the strength of Madura brands, etc.? And also in that context, if we can also understand the percentage of relevant distribution outlet that we could kind of benefit from our existing channels.
Okay. Let me first say, even for all our brands, the largest part of business comes from exclusive brand outlets, which means Louis Philippe has a network of more than 600, Peter England would have more than 1,000. These are exclusive brand outlets. TCNS as a platform itself has close to 650 plus exclusive brand outlets, which is the largest part of any apparel brand in the branded and premium segment. It will continue to grow. And that's the way we have built all our brand. This will continue to grow. We have strong partnerships with large department stores. We have very deep partnership with all the leading e-commerce players. They will provide other multiple platforms. These are not platforms owned by us. These are large consumer platforms where consumers are there, and all brands grow through that. Exclusive brand is a large part of our strategy and will continue to be the strategy for TCNS.
Sure, sir. And so my last question is regarding the premium on the valuation that we have paid, which is roughly 30 to 35% compared to our own valuation. And I'm talking this simply on market cap to revenue basis and not looking at profitability, which might be relatively subdued for some or other reason. But still, given the 30-35% premium that we have paid, I'm sure we must be expecting relatively higher growth compared to the growth that we are already tracking in our own portfolio. So if you can give some guidance regarding what kind of revenue growth potential for next 3-5 years are we expecting in TCNS and also the margin, if you can give some color on return on capital, etc.
So, see, your question has a lot of intrinsic and somewhat contradictory assumptions. When you acquire a business, you acquire the business on the valuation of that business. And that's how the initial part of the transaction is built, which is the open offer and the share purchase agreement with the promoter. That is not built on ABFRs, but that's built around TCNS and its expectations of promoters and open offer price. The second part of the transaction is built by valuers who have valued the long-term potential and projections of the business and therefore value of the business. So this implications of premium and valuation multiples, they are more sort of short-term in nature. The transaction actually captures the long-term value of it, and this is how the whole business construct, the construct of the scheme is.
Understood, sir. That is from my side. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Gaurav Jogani from Axis Capital. Please go ahead. Gaurav,
sir, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my question is more with regards to the ethnic wear industry, especially on the women's side. So if we see, you know, there are hardly any brands which are, you know, in the range of this 500 to 1,000 or crores. So, I would like to want from you to know, you know, what you think is the major problem for the brands not to scale up beyond this 1,000 crore or mark. And B, related part to this is, what differentiating things that ABFRL would do here that will help, to scale up these brands to the next level?
So I think Gaurav, at a very high level, we have been in the journey for all our brands across the portfolio, and it's not just true for us, it's true for many other brands in the industry. They grow from 100 crores to 500 crores to 1,000 crores to 2,000. Each of the brands that we have grown or any of our competitors has grown has been a journey where a different set of skills come at first 100 crore, 500 crore, 1,000 crores, etc. I think TCNS portfolio brands, at least two of the leading brands, which is W and Aurelia, are fairly well positioned to become 1,000 crores and 2,000 crore over a period of time. We have gone through our own journey in multiple of our brands on that, so we are quite confident about how this journey goes. In terms of what we will add to the TCNS current team and management, I think, first of all, a large part of this growth and ambition is built into their business plan. They have been executing it extremely well till FY20, if you look at the performance. I'm very confident that in a short period of time, that journey will recover on its own based on the learning and the knowledge that that system has. But as a company, we bring ability to scale brands on multiple dimensions, which is expanding product portfolio, premiumizing existing products, improving the store performance, building an asset-light franchisee model, expanding distribution, building deeper partnership with department stores, growing our brands even faster with partnership with e-commerce players. So there are multiple levers which we have executed across the portfolio brands. Some of it exists already in the TCNS business, but I think at another level, we will be able to add that value to this portfolio to accelerate the growth. We believe the size of the opportunity is very, very large. Very few brands have broken through the manner that TCNS portfolio brands, at least the top two brands, have broken through. There is still value in some of the other smaller brands in the portfolio, be it Wishful at the top or the Elleven. But over a period of time, we think what they have got is the right sauce, which has helped us build very scalable brands, and I think the same formula will work for them.
Sure, sir. Thank you for this detailed explanation. Sir, the next question, is with regards to while, we are looking to buy out the entire company, don't you think, just buying the 51% stake and having a controlling stake would have solved the purpose? Because in that case also, you will be having the controlling management and, you can drive the changes that is requisite that you're looking for.
So, I think here the thought is that this is a very large market, and in our size, this itself will be a very large, meaningful opportunity for us. And for ABFRL stakeholders, as well as the TCNS shareholders, the best would be a complete integration where there's fungibility of capital management, and it allows us to fully execute the plans. And that's really why it is. In a partial setup, some of these synergies fully don't come in, and if it was, it's a part of a fully part of a well-oiled machinery which has been executing over a period of time, we believe that we'll be able to extract maximum value.
Sure. And my last question is with regards to, again, the ethnic wear industry. I mean, we do understand that COVID has impacted performance for various apparel players amongst those. But however, we see, the ethnic wear daily wear segment, if you look at it, it's kind of, I would not say a basic necessity, but, a kind of thing that everyone would use in the daily wear segment. So why do you think, the growth specifically hasn't recovered to the earlier levels, even after, we have seen 1 year of normalization in the overall scheme of things?
I think as an industry, it's been slow to take off, and perhaps some of that has to do with some shifts in the way women were dressing, and I think some of the functions for which the ethnic wear industry serves both purposes, at least on the women's side. One is the special occasion, and second is the daily wear, which is a regular office wear. As women coming out both for occasion wear and the office wear and the regular wear starts to come back, it's been slower and lagging behind the menswear segment, and that's something that we've tracked across the industry and within our portfolio as we look at the performance of various brands inside the pantaloons. We fundamentally don't believe there is any reason for it to stay that way for too long. And that is why we believe that it's a short-term phenomena, and a quarter or two, it should come back to the same level.
Sure, sir. Thank you, and that's all from me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Devanshu Bansal from Emkay Global. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on this big acquisition. Sir, I wanted to check, as in, I agree that the ethnic space is about one-third of the market, but it also includes saree segment, which is also similar to Salwar Kurta industry, where TCNS has limited presence. So what is the thought process here? Do we plan to launch this product proposition within W Aurelia? How should we see this?
So, you know, our philosophy in various categories has been to deal with categories through brand extensions. And that's what we have done on the menswear side through a portfolio brand. Even in womenswear, if you recall, we've launched sarees inside pantaloons. Sarees are part of Jaipur business portfolio. It's a very strong part of many of our designer portfolios, whether you look at Sabyasachi, Masaba, Tarun Telani, some of those portfolio, as well as Shantanu Nikhil, where you know, there's a designer saree element. So we are not close to saree as a segment, but our approach to categories is through the lens of brands, and we'll see wherever we find an appropriate brand extension possibility, we'll do that.
Okay. So second question is on working capital front, and we definitely as a group operated a very light working capital cycle in the range of mid to high single digits, while TCNS currently is operating at a relatively much higher working capital at between 25% to 30%. So wanted to check what are the key drivers, if any, and so firstly, whether we can bring its working capital to our group level of working capital, and what are the key drivers that are going to be for the same.
So I think we'll have to engage a little bit more and understand the business on this difference. But on the surface and straight away, I could say that there is no reason for us to believe that working capital cycles cannot be brought to the level where other brands operate.
Okay, so that's a possibility. Obviously, with time, that should maybe you will learn as in how that can be done. Is it a right takeaway?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, sir. That's it for me.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Samir Gupta from India Infoline. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir, and thanks for taking my questions. First question from me is that what kind of margins do you expect TCNS to do in the first year? Now, if you look at a longer history, it has been very volatile. They have done a peak of 15%. They have had loss-making years also. Recently, in the first half of FY23, they have done a 3% margin. So what is your expectation and where do you see stabilizing? Also, the roadmap to this margin that you are expecting, if it is on the higher side.
So I don't think I would be able to, nor I would like to comment on very short-term questions on the company. I think company's management in due course will give you that response. We don't believe we should answer that question at this point of time. We are in a position to answer that question. So I think very short-term questions, perhaps we are not in a position to answer. We are very confident that in a reasonable period of time, in a year or two, we'll come back to at least double-digit margin and it'll start to improve from there.
Got it, sir. And regarding the brand's growth, maybe it's COVID, but it could also be a brand, you know, scaling up to a level where growing from there on is going to be difficult. So if, let's say, a brand has lost its traction or has lost its relevance, how do you evaluate that that particular case?
No, I think your conjecturing few things which are contrary to our belief. We have spent time understanding consumers and brands in this space before we made this move. We are quite confident that the portfolio brands have resilience and vitality. In our own journey over 20, 25 years, we've seen periods where some brands have struggled to grow for a short period of time, and we've been able to find solutions to specifically in that case. We are very confident that otherwise brands don't suddenly flag off. There are periods of stagnation where specific issues of merchandising or season come through, but strong brands have ability, and we have seen it over a long period of time across large number of brands that these can be overcome, and we are very confident that this management team will have answers to that question. We don't believe the brands have lost either relevance or vitality in this case.
Got it, sir. Last question from me. And we intend to take a 700-800 crore incremental debt to fund this transaction, but we are also expecting 1400 crore from GIC. So just wanted to understand, could we have preponed this GIC infusion as it is anyways slated to come and avoid taking debt at this point, or that is something which is not in our hands?
So as you know, the GIC infusion was part of a strategic decision that was taken some time back. At that stage, we had no visibility of a transaction of this nature. Like with all our partnerships, contracts, we'll very confident in the spirit of it that the short period of gap between this transaction and the money that will come is a very manageable period for us, and we don't need to change that.
Got it, sir. That's all from me. Thanks for answering questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankit Kedia from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So just one question from my side. While you have said 6 to 9 months is the timeline for the deal, just wanted to know what are the approvals needed for it to go through, and what is the fallback if the minority shareholders of PCN is opposed the deal, given that we can see that it's not in their interest, given the valuations is at a 25% lower than what the promoters and the PE guys are going to get an exit.
Okay, I'll let Jagdish talk about the process first, but let me answer the second part. See, I think all shareholders of TCNS would understand the value of this partnership and what the two businesses together could create, and the value and the play, the large platform that ABFRL offers for any investors in this industry. So we're very confident that that would not be an issue. On specific question of what the process and timelines, I'll request Jagdish to cover.
So Ankit, you know, there are the customary approvals, so like CCI, we have to seek approval, then stock exchanges, SEBI. Once we do get it, then, you know, the open offer. And post that, the NCLT approval for the schemes.
So when will be the minority approvals needed for the merger?
That will be, you know, once the NCLT, you know, process is started and we call for the shareholders meeting.
Understood. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Komal Khetawat from Aditya Birla Sun Life. Please go ahead.
Hi. You mentioned that you'll be raising 700 to 800 crores of debt. Can you give some indication on how much will come from bank borrowings and how much will be from capital markets?
So, you know, this is an acquisition financing, so nothing from working capital. It will be through capital market.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from the line of Gopal Navandar from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. So can you just give some comments on, you know, how you see these transactions in terms of EPS for ABFRL over 24-25, in which year you believe this can be an EPS accretive transaction?
We believe, based on our current judgment, that it should start getting marginally accretive in 25 and definitely from 26 onwards.
Sure. Thanks. Thanks for this.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Yashank Sharma from Nuvama Wealth. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. This is more of a follow-up question on the approval timelines. So just to clarify that for open offer, we would only require CCI approval and SEBI approval, and NCLT approval would not be required in case of open offer. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
So possibly the timelines for approval, open offer could be around 4 to 5 months depending on the approval when we get it. And thereafter, we will process for the merger requirement.
Exactly.
Sir, in any case, if we are not able to fulfill the SPA, will that merger, merger process will continue or it will fall through?
No, first we have to complete the conditional open offer. If you see, we have to acquire 51%. That is most likely to be done by August, September, mid of August or early, early September. After that, the NCLT process will start.
Okay, and then for that, timelines would be depending on the way merger processes get completed.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankit Babel from Chupkam Ventures. Please go ahead.
Two questions from my side. So first was 2 years back you have shared your FY26 vision, but a lot of things have changed post that. Would you like to update the same and let us know the revised numbers in the upcoming results?
So not, Ankit, not maybe in this results, but we will soon come back with an update on long-term projections because, yes, as you said, it was done after the first wave of COVID. We also have the positive benefit of having added some new businesses, not just TCNS, but, for example, Reebok. And so we will come back with an updated strategy and projections, sometimes post-results, not these results, not at the time of these results.
Okay. And, sir, out of this 5,000 crore revenue target in the ethnic segment, which you're targeting by FY27, how much would be contributed by TCNS?
We believe at this point of time on the surface, at least half should come from there.
Okay. And that's great, sir. And last question, sir, though you have given an indication, but sir, in the last couple of years, we have done a few acquisitions and also launched new brands. Now we believe that you have already gained a decent scalability from the revenue side. Is it fair to assume now from here on, management should focus on scaling the existing businesses and therefore put a temporary brake on any further acquisitions for the company as a whole, other than your D2C business?
Yes, I think that's what Jagdish in his opening remark had mentioned. Remember, it's not sporadically that we were acquiring business. It was part of a well-defined strategy which we had called out 5 years back and systematically executed over this period of time. The largest missing piece on this was this, which also we were building organically. With this, I think our portfolio is complete. Two of the largest segments, which is men's ethnic wear and women's ethnic wear, particularly of them, women's ethnic wear contribute 90% of total ethnic wear market, and this was a very large segment. It completes our circle, and the management attention now is how to take these businesses which we have either organically launched or done in partnership with the designers or this one with TCNS management, how to grow that business. And we focused on building that.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Priyanka Trivedi from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is with regards to the D2C subsidiary. I assume that, we are looking to invest around 500 to 600 crores. Is the number right that in third quarter we had invested around 290 crores or any additional amount is there in that?
So we would have taken this question normally in our quarterly and annual results, but just for clarification, the commitment for our D2C subsidiary is a 500 crore of equity capital. I think we have out of that invested close to 300 or 350 crores. I don't have the exact number already, and that's really the part of the plan.
Okay, sir. And my second question would be a bookkeeping question. So what would be the goodwill arising out of this transaction?
We'll get the exact number at the time of closing of the transaction, and that's where some of these exact accounting entries will come into play.
Yeah.
It will be best to answer that question at that stage.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the management, we thank all the participants for joining us. In case of any further queries, you may please get in touch with Mr. Amit Dwivedi. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.